Welcome to another episode of Mahogany and Willow. We're so grateful that you've decided to join us yet again for an awesome conversation. Welcome, Jeanette.
Hello, Tiffany.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Doing well. Thank you. Enjoying the springtime.
Yes.
And looking forward to it myself.
It's beautiful.
We really appreciate you joining us today. And our goal today is to empower you with the right tools for you to know that having personal boundaries is not only healthy, but very important for your personal safety and well-being. So obviously our conversation is about boundaries. If we don't protect ourselves by having a clear and concise boundary, it may very well give others free rein to take advantage in any situation. In the end, communicating those boundaries to others falls upon us, and we hope that the information here helps you set clear boundaries in your own life. When it comes to boundaries, we could probably go all the way back into our childhood and remember the first time that we were actually told we had to do something. We had to give creepy Uncle Bob hugs, or we had to, you know, make sure that you say hi to so-and-so or do this because it makes somebody else feel better. As kids, we're constantly seeking approval and trying to prove ourselves to others, which can appear as though we're bouncing all over, trying to form who we are. We knew that we didn't trust certain people or situations, but didn't really know why. As we grew into young adults, we probably became very familiar with trauma, abuse, heartache, grief, and betrayal before the age of 21. By then, you've realized that if we don't set personal boundaries, we may just end up getting more of the same. As life continuously hands us important life lessons, we find that we're always moving the goalpost when it comes to setting and resetting our boundaries. Having firm personal boundaries to protect yourself is not only healthy, it's a must. Setting boundaries not only protects you, it can end up protecting others you care about. If we don't have love and respect for ourselves, how can we truly protect ourselves from unwanted attention, mistreatment, or invasion of personal space? Who will protect us if it isn't us? Having our boundaries violated throughout our lives helps us set the next boundary so that it doesn't happen again. It all boils down to having the courage and the strength to stand up for ourselves, which normally develops over time and through continuous life lessons. Personal boundaries are something that's very important to me, not only as a woman, but as a person in general. Sometimes I see myself fight when I should bend or bull up when my trust in somebody is tested. It's something I continue to work on every day. So although having firm boundaries can be more beneficial than not, obviously, I believe that being too rigid can also be a detriment. So I'm going to ask a question, Jeanette.
Yes.
How has setting and having personal boundaries helped or hurt you in your life?
Boundaries are a really hot topic nowadays, and I can completely understand why. But I just think for myself, there's a valuable piece that can be overlooked when we are discussing them. Life teaches us what we come to know through our experiences. We can be told 100 things, but generally what we experience will be what we remember and what then shapes who we become. Words don't teach, experience does. First of all, because of this, we have no idea what our boundaries are until we have an experience where they are invaded.
Mm.
Second of all, after they are invaded, we only then begin the process of understanding why we need to strengthen our boundaries and how we need to go about doing that.
Yeah.
Saying we should have a firm understanding of boundaries from childhood is like saying kids should be able to feed and care for themselves. They can only do so after they've had many experiences. I also believe as adults, some of our personal issues are due to not having our boundaries pressed upon and therefore not having to push ourselves out of our comfort zones. This can be debilitating as an adult in our jobs and in our relationships and even for life goals. It's almost as if there is a need to create boundaries only after experiencing a threatening breach.
Yeah.
So someone who's stayed really tightly inside their comfort zone, trying not to experience life, you can see how the boundary, they almost need to be pushed
right
outside of those things. It would be impossible to drill into a child's head everything they might ever experience, of which they must create a boundary. And I know there's a lot of people trying to do that now. Let's teach them everything that they might ever need to know to set them. We think that's setting them up for success. And in reality, that's setting them up to not experience life,
right,
which is not something we really have the ability to do. And also attempting to do this at the wrong ages can also just scare a child into thinking that life is too scary to participate in,
right,
which would be awful.
Yeah.
Having said all of that, I understand there are many reasons and experiences in life of which we learn to set boundaries for ourselves. I believe they have a place and a purpose. It is more valuable to set personal boundaries on our own behaviors and habits, especially when it comes to relating to others. I hear people say a lot about how they want to be treated by others, but there isn't nearly as much talk or focus on how they want to treat others. Mm. I believe the outside world is a mirror and it's constantly reflecting back to us what is within us. If I am feeling the need to set boundaries, I am going to be taking a good long look inside of myself and see where I am first not honoring myself and others. And I'm going to make those changes within before I waste my time setting boundaries, which will only be pressed upon over and over until I finally make those initial internal changes.
Right. Yeah. So I recently talked to a friend of mine, Jamie, who is a very, she's a loyal listener to us and she has really great feedback. And so I go to her quite often and just kind of get the feedback of episodes and she's really very deep. And so she told me when it comes to boundaries, she said, and I quote, "When I hold boundaries, I'm validating myself. I don't need someone else to do that for me." So that was really profound for me because I thought, well, duh, you know, we don't need somebody else to dictate to us what boundaries we need to hold for ourselves. And I thought that that was really interesting. The word validating, it resonated with me because it's so true. So we always seek others, you know, as far as their approval. And before we even draw boundaries, we're seeking out, okay, what would they want us to do? Well, what can we do? Just like in a relationship, we tend to give somebody else control over our situation, whether it be a personal relationship or a working relationship. We give up control, which in turn that forces their boundaries upon us. And then we are kept within their boundaries. So that I thought was really interesting. What are your thoughts on what she said?
Well, first I want to address what you just said. And I want to look at it as, okay, so if we're looking to someone else for approval or anything like that, it's not a matter of boundaries. That's not what's going on. That's a matter of us needing external approval for some other reason. So to me, that's not about boundaries at all. Mm. First off, nobody, in my perception, can put boundaries on me. I either have to let them for some reason, which I have done in the past. I've let somebody put boundaries on me or what seemed like boundaries.
Right.
But it wasn't because I had a boundary issue. It was because I had a self-confidence issue. Mm. It was because I had a fear issue. It was a completely different part of my understanding of what boundaries are. I agree with what Jamie said, but I think of it internally. I am validating myself when I set boundaries around my own behavior, around my own actions, and around my own intentions. Mm. If I think I need to set boundaries around another's behavior, actions, and intentions, I am focusing in just the wrong place because I'm not asking myself the questions, why do I think they even have that power? Mm. Why would I even perceive them to have the option of putting a boundary on me? I mean, those are completely different questions for me. I really believe the only boundaries that ever need to be set within me are the boundaries around how I behave, how I show up, how I feel, because then I can ask myself the right questions. When somebody pushes on me, I automatically go to, wait, where am I?
Right.
Where am I? Because if we are those strong, independent, powerful women, nobody's doing that to me.
Right.
I can only say that because I've felt like that was happening in the past, but it was because I never looked for the true issue. I was perfectly fine blaming it on others. You know,
right.
Now I understand the boundaries are mine. If I'm behaving in positive ways, if I have positive intentions, and if I have positive momentum going into something, nobody's going to do that. It's just not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. I believe with what she said, what it made me think of was allowing, probably in a relationship situation, allowing that other person to control, which if you do have set boundaries, then that won't happen. And I think we've all been in a situation, though, where our somebody was, I guess, able to break through what we thought we had a set boundary of, that they were able to break through in one way or another, whether it's manipulation or whatever it is, and force us to kind of move those boundaries, like moving the goalpost a little bit here and there. And and that's what it said to me, even though I have been in a situation where I thought my boundaries were firm because I'm Tiffany and I don't take no crap off nobody. And then before you know it, my boundary is moving all around that I thought that I had set in stone. And I've allowed a relationship situation to move my boundary. I allowed that, not them, but went through, you know, maybe coercion or manipulation, anything like that in a relationship. You find yourself moving it. And then and then you come out the other side thinking, okay, I just kind of lost myself a little bit, and then I want to reestablish my boundaries after that's over. But as you mentioned earlier, only through life lessons do you come back and reaffirm those boundaries even right. more so because of what you just went through. So it's all a learning curve, of course, and learning what's comfortable, what's not, and ever-changing boundaries can be good to a point if you're willing to adapt. Be more like in my case I mentioned earlier that I'm very rigid in some ways with my boundaries because of the way I was raised and what I saw growing up, even up until recently. But I'm aware, and I'm learning to be a little more flexible in some things and be fully, you know, awake in the fact that, you know, you need to just kind of mellow a little bit on this, because it's great to have boundaries, but that doesn't mean that they can't be moved and they can't be, you know, morphed into something a little bit more firm or back off a little bit.
Well, and while you were talking about that, the interesting thing that came to my mind was we talk about personal boundaries as in what to keep out. And wouldn't it be interesting to play the game of, I want to put boundaries on what I'm letting in. I want to, from that perspective, it's almost like you're, from the perspective of pushing things away, it's almost like we're setting boundaries out of fear. But if I were to say to myself, what do I want to let in? Mm-hmm. What all do I want to let in? From there, I have to think positive. Right. I have to go to that other perspective and think, oh, you know, love,
right.
acceptance, happiness. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we could think about by turning the frame of that back to a positive, and just let's just set boundaries on what we're letting in. Right. And then we don't block out the life lessons by saying no to something that life wanted us to experience.
Sure.
I mean, maybe all of those things, to me, everything that I've ever been through, I appreciate for the reason that it made me who I am sitting in front of this microphone right now. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So from the perspective of setting boundaries of what's coming in, that would kind of be a fun game to play. I really would appreciate that too.
No, that's true. That is true. And it is interesting to think about it when you mentioned how we were always trying to keep something out and draw the line because I'm not going to be hurt and I'm not going to be taken advantage
yeah.
of, and I won't allow that, and I won't be, you know, whatever. But to not forget, maybe to have the boundaries be more like a solid net. You know, maybe you could be moved and let the good stuff in and keep the bad stuff, you know, at bay. I don't know, but it is interesting to think of it that way.
For me, I mean, I just have that mirror where I'm constantly putting it back up to my own face. Mm. So I think that for me, I'm at a place where I'm still learning how to create boundaries around my own behavior. So if that's the place that I feel I'm in now, it's no wonder that life has given me experiences that have kind of pressed into me because I didn't know what my boundaries were for my own behaviors, my own feelings, my own intentions. And I feel like this stage in life is kind of setting that up a little bit. It's easier for me to see through the personal issues that I've always, you become an adult and you start replaying life things from your downloaded childhood that you don't even know you're doing, but you're racing into life. You're being an adult. You gotta do, you keep going. And then you hit a stage, and I think that's the grace of the midlife stage, where you kind of realize, yeah, none of that really mattered. And I'm starting to see through the veil of all of that. Mm. And I think that's where, for me, boundaries are just different. I want to set boundaries about how I'm showing up, because then I know what shows up in the mirror will be clearer and cleaner and more beneficial.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Right.
And that's where I want to show up.
Do most of your boundaries, are they more developed in adult years and life lessons?
Yeah, they're more developed in adult years, after life experience, after, like I said, I wouldn't change anything.
Right.
I wouldn't change anything that I've ever gone through, because for me, what it's taught me is who I want to be. Mm. It no longer, because it did, it no longer plays a role in defining me from the programming. Mm. I'm now to a point where I can turn the programming a little at a time, and start to be more proactive in the way that it shows up, the way that I show up within it,
right,
instead of it defining things subconsciously so that there's more reactivity.
Yeah.
I want to be proactive. I want to be on the top side of it. I want to be determining who I am, where I am, what my intentions and actions are before I go into circumstances, relationships, whatever, so that I can see the reflection back from life that tells me where I'm at. So if I get something in front of me that seems harmful or seems abrasive or seems like someone's coming at me in some way, that's my cue to stop, refocus. Okay, where am I?
Yeah.
Where am I? Because I wouldn't be seeing this if there wasn't something inside of me that was bringing this on. That's just the way that I look at things. And it's taken me a very long time to get to the point where I am now. And it's taken a lot of that refocusing, because for so long I was doing it just like most people do. You know, others are the problem. It's just, that's the way that we think, because of how we are programmed, because of what we've experienced in our childhood. But I think that's, again, this time in life is the perfect time to come to understand what really has been going on.
Right.
I mean, childhood programming is one thing, but then you get into your adult life and then you run your life through childhood programming. And then at some point we have to realize that's not working for me.
Right.
You know, it may have worked in childhood. I mean, it may have been the only option that we had at some point. But at some point, we have to stop in our adult years and say, whoa, that's not working. It's not working now.
Right.
Like you said, if it's being too rigid, or if it's being too, like for me, the fear caused me to feel more controlling. And those things are not working.
Right.
There's too many areas where it's just not, that's not the way that I want to be.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's when you were talking just now, I was thinking of defense mechanisms. Mm-hmm. What we bring into from childhood up to now, the defense mechanisms could possibly be mistaken for boundaries. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
That's very real.
Yeah.
It is. That's what I was, where my brain went immediately was, yes, boundaries. If we're setting boundaries on others' behavior before we're even in a situation, that's all we're doing is working off of defense mechanisms.
Yeah.
And defense mechanisms just don't work in adult life.
Right.
Because we're not doing the deeper work that requires us to consider, wait, what am I feeling about this really? Am I scared? If I'm scared, why?
Right.
Because most often, if you think about when you've felt the need to set boundaries, you can also consider, I kind of didn't need to. I mean, I could have done something very different. Instead of setting a boundary, I mean, I could have stood up for myself.
Right.
I could have used my own voice. I could have left.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, I've had many of those experiences where I could have left.
Yeah, the door's always
and
open.
Didn't. So for me to say somebody's creating a boundary to me, that's not true. I had the choice to walk.
Right. Right.
And didn't.
Right.
But I'm grateful that I didn't, because now I know more about me.
Right. Right. Our goal today is to empower you with the fresh perspective for you to know that having personal boundaries is not only healthy, but it's very important for your personal safety and well-being. If we don't protect ourselves by having clear and concise boundaries, it may very well give others free rein to take advantage in any situation, and it'll be you that ends up hurt. In the end, communicating those boundaries to others falls upon us, and we hope that the information here helps you set clear boundaries in your own life.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Mahogany and Willow.
Because there's always something important to talk about.